just trapped. It's like I'm in jail.
Why would you feel like you're in jail?
Because you can't go anywhere, doing nothing. All you can do is just go for a little walk.
Adam, but we do stuff. We go flying squirrel, we go sledding.
I don't feel what I used to feel, what I want to feel.
How do you want to feel?
I want to feel what I used to feel, what's happy.
Adam.
I don't feel anything anymore, I just feel like I'm stuck. Everything I used to do was everything to me. I used everything like this. I can feel nothing, but now I can't, so I don't know what to do with it.
But what changed? Why do you feel this way now?
Because everything.
Explain to me.
Huh? Everything.
But Adam, okay, but I just want you to be able to talk to me about it. Just talk to me about it.
I don't know what to do anymore, but I used to. I just don't understand it.
Okay, Adam. It's probably because it's been more boring than it used to, but that's okay, Adam. It's not always going to be like that.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Adam.
I actually don't know.
But what do you want to do?
I want to do what I can do, but I can't do anything anymore.
Okay, explain to me what you want to do.
I do everything I want to do, it's just that I can't feel it, so then it's boring everything I want to do.
You don't feel happy when you do the things you used to do?
Yes, I just feel more happy.
Okay, but do you know why you don't feel happy?
I feel the opposite of what I used to feel when I do something.
But can you try to figure out why, though?
Every night I'm not happy. Every time I leave, I'm not happy. Ever since my life, I was never happy when COVID started. I never had a full smiling face. All it was upside down of it. You should wonder why. It's also killing people, and it might actually.
Adam, don't worry about COVID, okay? It's not something you have to worry about. You're 8 years old. It doesn't affect children.
How does it not affect us?
It doesn't affect you guys, Adam.
It only affects old people?
Yeah, Adam. You don't have to worry.
Well, it affects us. It gets on us, and then we can pass it to people.
Yeah, but Adam, it's okay. I don't think you're going to get it, okay?
Get it. It's just like COVID stops everything, but it does the same thing for kids. You know how it stops us?
Huh?
It's like, I figured out now.
What?
When it used to be something, we didn't have to do the mask stuff. Everything was open more. Like, it's like everything just gets smaller when COVID comes. But when there was no COVID, everything was like bigger. You get it? I'm not saying
actually. I understand what you're saying. I know, Adam. COVID's been hard for everyone. Everyone's life changed, Adam. But lucky for you, you know, you're still seeing friends. You're still going out.
I just don't feel what I used to feel, what I
know, hubby, a bit. I know, hubby, a bit.
It's like when they do stuff for adults, but it can react to me. Because I'm a kid and an adult. And you know what they do to the mask stuff?
What?
They think it's... Why do they do masks? Because it actually does it for adults, but then, on the other hand, us here, down here, we just have nothing to do anymore because they make it do it to adults, but then kids have to do something. And at school, I don't like having a mask on. It's just harder for me to breathe. It's harder for me to do everything. It just holds everything inside of me that needs to go out. The mask just... And plus, it's a harder time to even talk. Like, everything is double harder with COVID. Everything's annoying.
All right.
You know how you talk about the thing that affects people over 80?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to die.
Adam, that's going to be fine.
All right, it's March 24th, 2021, 8:34 in the p.m., Eastern Daylight Savings Time. You just listened to the latest video that I found somewhere, probably on Instagram or Telegram, on FakoTube.com. That's where I post all my favorite videos that are hard to find and may be in danger of being deleted. And if you want to help sponsor FakoTube, because it does cost a bit of money to host videos compared to just text, you can go to Fakeologist.com/donate. Now, for now, we do this show Sunday to Thursdays at 20:30 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And I come on here, read my blog, look at my FacoTube, check my Instagram, and then I even take a few phone calls, which I forgot to set up because I was distracted tonight. And I also will look into the Discord, even if you're a new user. I will verify you if you're new. And if you want to get to the Discord, you just go to fake11.com/Discord and meet me there. And I'll listen to your voice. And if you sound like a fakeologist and not a bot, then I'll put you on. Yeah, that was a very disturbing video. Well, you couldn't see much, but mainly audio of a young child who's having difficulties with the COVIDs, which is obviously the biggest psyop in the history of the world. It makes 9/11 look like a walk in the park. And this one is huge. It's all-encompassing, and it comes with the threat of the quaxination, which is this universal threat that we're all facing. The sky is falling, climate change or ice age or heat wave, none of that worked, but they finally found something invisible that they could threaten you with endlessly, forever, as long as you believe it, as long as you choose not to look into what really makes us sick, which is not that hard to do. Especially since you have this thing called the internet where it's not completely censored yet, so you can get information if you want. And you'll find compelling cases for why the terrain theory really makes way more sense than the germ theory, which is the prevailing wisdom, and it's the theory that makes the medical system a big business. And it's a big business because not only do they poison you in the name of corporatism, and then they offer you the cure in the form of medicine and chronic medicine that goes on and on and on and on. And that's the model that we're living under. And we have a whole generation, I think, of people that are just too weak-minded, too weak-bodied to resist this worldwide takeover. It is truly a globalist dream to use the technology, which has come up to a good enough level where they can send their message directly to people, bypassing politicians, media restrictions. They can go right to you with their message. And so far, it's penetrated right down to every single person on the planet. And I would say it still has an overwhelming percentage that believe it. And that takes me to the blog, fakeologist.com/blog. And by the way, if you want an email alert that the show is on, just send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com. And I'll add that email to my email blast I send every night. I know it's a little annoying to get emails from me every night, so if you don't want the email, you can just send me another email and I'll try and take you off that list. But if you're on that list, you also have the ability to post at fakeologist.com/blog and leave comments. And we got some great comments from the usual suspects on fakeologist.com. And I'm going to review the blog tonight. I do this for about half an hour. And then if anyone calls in, I'll talk to you, engage you. And if no one calls in, I'll call it quits. But really, this is just a way to get my message out there and tell you what I'm looking at for the day. I'll go over in reverse chronological order. And I posted on this before. What is the CDC anyway? Well, the CDC isn't really a government organization at all. As a matter of fact, the United States doesn't really have many, the whole design of the United States is not to have a centralized anything. The federal government was, as far as I know, just there to unite the states in a common defense and let the states take care of everything. But over the years, in an unconstitutional manner, the United States has grown its federal forces bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's all unconstitutional. But because nobody really knows or cares about the Constitution, it just grows and grows and grows. So they don't actually have a federal, they don't really have a good federal agency to monitor and defend against drugs. Now, I guess you could say they have the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, but the organization that seems to be the go-to for the media and the elite that run the world is what's called the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. And where does that come from? Where does that money come from? Who funds it? Well, here we go. We got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Health Canada, which is surprising, Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, the Government of Canada. This is really interesting, actually. Siemens USA, Catholic University of Mall. That doesn't, maybe that's a typo. I've never heard of it. Kaiser Permanente, Johnson & Johnson, Diazyme Laboratories, Quest Diagnostics, Roche Diagnostics, National Association of Chain Drugstores Foundation, Pfizer, Pepsi, PayPal, Novartis, Facebook, Merck, MailChimp, wow, Exxon, Procter & Gamble, Cargill, Coca-Cola, Dell. Wow, that is quite a corporate who's who. I don't know if this is an order of donation level, but the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is right on top. And sorry, guys, I just have to, I don't think I reset my phones last night, and I just reset them to the wrong setting. So I think someone just called. If you're listening now, you can call back in a minute or two, or I'll dial back out if I can find your number. Okay, so that is who funds the CDC. So it's basically just a drug marketing corporation. So to get impartial information from the CDC is a pipe dream. It's ridiculous. Now, the next post is Sam. Dr. Sam explores the COVID's wiki entry. I like Dr. Sam. I did question whether she's controlled opposition, and she did redress that concern in a subsequent video fairly satisfactorily to me. But the bottom line is she says she just tap dances around the guidelines so as to allow her to stay on YouTube. But here she discovers and explores the COVID's Wikipedia entry. And we at Fakeologists are pretty certain that Wikipedia is edited, maintained, and defended by the military-industrial complex, the intelligence agencies. It's not really in any way organic. You don't get the average person attending to pages. And my favorite story is Dr. Fetzer, who has a Wikipedia page, and he can't even edit it fast enough to correct the errors and the propaganda that's instilled on his page. And I think he's given up. So to use Wikipedia for anything other than a propaganda reference is a waste of time.
You might be thinking, what is up with the title of the video? Well, today I wanted to have a look at one of the most heavily used websites on the internet, Wikipedia, and its relationship to COVID-19. Yes, some of you are already thinking Wikipedia is not always reliable, but it is still useful to use their pages as an illustration of where many people go for information, or what we might call the mainstream view. Indeed, most search engines list Wikipedia as the first hit for many topics. Now, one of the themes of the book Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is how first appearances can be deceiving. So let's delve into what Wiki is saying about COVID-19. It has become very common to hear generally held beliefs in the media and everyday conversations being put forward as though they are indisputable facts. But where are people sourcing this information, and is it backed up by valid scientific material? As many of you know, one of my favourite pursuits has become keeping tabs on the virus hunters. Now, to preempt the fact checkers and censors, my discussion is not making claims about COVID-19. It is an exercise in following public sources.
Anyway, I suggest you watch that video. It's quite well done. The next post is from Vox Populi. Vaccine Nazis contemplate war crimes. And this story basically is, it will be fascinating to see if the governments of the West actually decide to cross the line and start committing war crimes against their own populations. And this story stems from the apparent news that the care workers in England are not getting vaccinated. It says only a quarter have got vaccinated. There's no way to verify any of these numbers. I bet you it's a lot less. And here we go again with the Sage Group, which is a propaganda organ of the elite. And they suggest 80% of workers need to be vaccinated to reach this phony herd immunity lie, which is just another lie to go along with this idea that viruses are contagious. So it's a lie on top of a lie, and my bet is that the uptake is a lot less than they advertise. A lot less, but it's just another thing that's impossible to tell. You just are never going to know. It's just like asking someone how they voted. They're never going to tell you the truth. Why should they? So it's a vaccination is impossible to verify that you had it, as it is to verify if you had any kind of communicable virus. It's just an invisible he said, she said game that you'll never, ever, ever be able to prove. And that's sort of a good thing. If you have to pretend you're vaccinated, you just have to pay someone. There'd be no way they could verify you're vaccinated. There's no way. Even a needle mark wouldn't show up. Not possible. But in that sense, you could say vaccination will just be another tax. Now, you can bet the elite, the doctors, they're not going to get vaccinated. Why would they? They don't have to. They can easily rely upon themselves to just work around the situation and fudge and fake. There's just, I don't even see exactly how they could make it verifiable. Quite honestly, we know the test is phony, so there's nothing you could test for. There's no way you could test for anything. They know it's phony. So in that sense, if you're super worried, like I am, about getting vaccinated, there will be ways around it. You'll just need to budget for it, I think. But still, we shouldn't even ever get to that point. And that's the point of this post. But as Vox says, never ever debate whether the wicked governments of the world are evil or stupid. The answer, quite clearly, is both. Social care workers aren't paid much in the first place, and they're not stupid. Mandating vaccinations for healthcare workers, nurses, and doctors will be a very efficient way of destroying a society's entire healthcare system within 6 months, if they go along with it, which they won't. Any politician who votes for such an abomination will be guilty of committing a war crime, or at least violating the Nuremberg Accord. By the way, it's not a law, it's an accord. It's just an agreement that the Allied nations came up with to agree or not agree to go ahead with. So it's just an accord. It's not a law. And if it was a law, under what court would it be under? It's not like there's individual laws passed in every country regarding forced medical intervention, I don't think. All right. Next post is the cult of COVIDia. Cult of COVIDia. And this is from John Rappaport. This guy has a website called nomorefakenews.com. He actually has his own blog. He was on WordPress, hosted blogs, and he got booted off. And he it was reborn on his own website, which is what everyone should do. And I'm going to read most of it. That was the point of coming on tonight. I wanted to read most of this, because it hit me that this was a really, really good entry. And you should read all his stuff, for the most part. It's well worth reading. I'm going to read it out loud now. The COVID narrative as an occult work of art. Readers who have been with me for the past year know I've dismantled every piece of the official COVID narrative, factually and scientifically. I knew from 30 years of experience investigating HIV/AIDS, West Nile, SARS-1, swine flu, Ebola, and Zika, what to look for in the fake COVID science. I also want to look at the COVID narrative as an occult work of art. That is, it embroils the uninformed person in an initiation of sorts with the promise of a final revelation and rescue. Occult initiations are mysteries in the sense that the believer is fed steps and procedures which he can't fathom or only partially understands. This is purposeful. The believer's imagination is engaged without him knowing it. He attributes meaning to factual gibberish. And ain't that the truth? But no one wants to find out that the images and speculations he is entertaining are empty and barren. He prefers to think a ceremony is highly charged and, on some level, is important to him. Thus, at the beginning, when the virus is discovered, and the and he puts that in quotes, by the way, and the initiation is introduced, the believer's imagination clicks, and he senses he is on a new track of experience. He is entranced. This is not ordinary life any longer. This is different. Fear, interest, excitement, anticipation are all available, which are exactly what occult initiations are supposed to provoke, the magnified sense of possibility. The ordinary is gone. Researchers have found a new virus, which is causing an outbreak, unquote. Found a virus? What does that mean? The virus has been isolated. What does that mean? The virus has been sequenced. What does that mean? The believer can automatically apply his own images and thoughts and sensations and feelings to this mystery. And my comment is, when they're building psyops, they leave many details out, because they know the average person will fill in the details with their own imagination. And that makes it more real, because if you are the one that creates the narrative based on the framework, then you will believe it even more. Getting back. And indeed, the whole virus discovery process has been conducted behind closed doors, in high security facilities, in a sanctum where only the priests can operate. Because they possess the magic. They have found the enemy. Next comes the new piece of magic, the test. The priests have devised a highly complex system of amulet arranging and rubbing in order to detect the presence of the virus in a human. How did they accomplish this, and so quickly? Through amplification. The essence of the specimen taken from the patient, in itself, an initiatory step, is so small, no microscope can register it. And through a successive series of doublings, the specimen is transformed into a visible object. And the believer will take this PCR test, another step on the road. minor priests will announce the outcome of the test to the believer, positive or negative. Now the meaning of the virus sinks in, infected or not infected. Either way, the initiation is proceeding. If infected, there will be potions, antivirals, ventilators to bring what the believer may not be able to provide himself, the breath of life. And on a side note, I posted a story that our Canadian government allegedly spent $700 million, almost $1 billion, on ventilators. And allegedly, if they're even made, which there's no proof, they're sitting in a warehouse unused, of course, because nobody, for the most part, is in the empty hospitals. Whether or not they even made one ventilator and whether they actually have them in a warehouse, we have no way of knowing. But I remember the story early on was that they were even going to get the car companies to make the ventilators. How does that make sense? It only makes sense if it's a lie, because no company is just going to instantly retool and be able to throw a ventilator together, let alone a car company. So I'm guessing they just were spreading the money around, or just building more of a ridiculous lie. Getting back. And yes, one possible outcome is death. There is no superficial initiation. The stakes are high, very high. We come, of course, to the mask. The believer's identity will be protected. Masking makes one an anonymous member of a very large group, all of whom are undergoing the same ceremony and enforcing it on others. Secret society. Masking, traditionally, is for criminals as well. The thrill of the outlaw. Masking also erases identity. The believer can find, imagine, a new persona. Masking includes a sense of sacrifice. I eliminate who I was for the cause. Masking introduces touches of humiliation, guilt, and pride. All standard elements of initiation. Distancing provides necessary isolation, so the initiatory process for the individual can proceed unhampered. Distancing, like masking, separates the clean from the unclean. The lockdown is further isolation, removal from the influences of the outside world and its distractions. The monk in his cell. Great sacrifice of the means of financial support in order to attain purity. Renunciation of ordinary work, employment, for a higher purpose, purification. And finally, rescue and revelation, the vaccine, the injection, the transformation of cells of the body, which now produce a protein that stimulates the action of the immune system. Protein that under ordinary circumstances would never come into being. A miracle. Immunity and purity are attained. Elite status is won through enduring the whole preceding ritual. A document, wellness certificate, is created and recorded. The initiate can now re-enter the world. He is made anew. If he suffered from the injection, well, that was part of what he needed to endure. If he died, that too was worthy. A sacrifice on the altar of the group. Of course, this COVID initiation isn't meant to be a conscious occult ceremony. Person isn't meant to know he is in a cult. He senses glimmers and rivulets of ritual. He swims along with them. He knows very little, but he feels. As with every occult process, reality is created for him. The whole purpose of the steps on the ladder to redemption is the quelling of the person's own creative fire, by which he can invent his own future freely. In effect, the cult artists say, you can't make your own painting our painting makes you. Through the pretended science of virology, fake isolation, fake sequencing, and the pretended science of vaccinology, fake immunity, the state, which is already an authoritarian entity, becomes a cult. Prior law, the Constitution, is ruled out. It is anathema. It didn't account for the great new enemy, the virus. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, is replaced. The eternal virus demands the curtailment of liberty. Science is the cover story that conceals the occult hypnotic inducement. That is a fantastic prose, if I do say so myself. I should just end the show right there because that was the post of the day. John Rappaport, no more fake news. .com. Let me just quickly check and see if anyone is listening in the chat. And Millennia. Yeah, okay, we've got a few here. We've got Millennium. We've got Dirty Benny. Yes. We've got Peteru. Great article. Yeah, it is fantastic. Fantastic. Well, there we go. Some good conversation there. All right. So that was John Rappaport, no more fake news. Just, did he ever nail it? Did he ever nail I call it the cult of COVIDia. And all you believers out there, you masktards, you are the COVIDians. And that is the New World Order religion. That is the one world religion I would never have guessed this is how they would have done it. But quite frankly, it's brilliant. And it won't go away until people literally wake up and do a little bit of research and understand what the hell is going on with the terrain versus germ theory. Now, I think Prescient, you can unmute if you want. You join me in the verify room where I will take where I will take calls. I see Mr. Five has joined the intake room. It's difficult for me to find a link to the show. It would be nice to have a more easy link. Now, I kind of am offended by that comment because I think I have made it very easy to find the show. We have fakeologist.com/live. And that is where all my links are to the show. Now, to participate in the show, all the links are on that page as well, fakeologist.com/live. And you can click the contact link. You will find phone numbers. You will find the link to the Discord server. You will find links to YouTube, Facebook, DLive, Twitch, Periscope. You will find links to my audio live stream, which itself has many links to different methods of playback. So the idea that you can't find how to listen or participate in the show, I don't think you're trying too hard. But Mr. Five, if you want to join in, just click on the verify audio room, audio channel. I will talk to you and verify you. Otherwise, there are a quazillion different ways to connect. And tonight we have 6-3 in the Fakeologist YouTube channel, 1 in DLive, 1 in Periscope, and 1 on Twitch. And you can all chat in those areas. And you can I'll post all your chats, if necessary, in the live video stream. I don't know if the video is any clearer tonight. I upgraded or I changed the setting to 720, so that should be better. Doesn't look any clearer on my end. but not really meant to be read. I really am only using these video platforms just to gather comments. And actually, the only comment that I don't get is the FakoTube comments. They are not integrated at all, which I don't know how to do that.
Oh, video stream
again. So the FakoTube, if I just click on there, I can't see if anyone's commenting there. Let me just...
Should.
At least I'm coming through there, as you could hear. Now, let's just see if there's any FakoTube comments, because I've never looked. No, looks like nobody uses FakoTube comments. One day, I will be exclusively on FakoTube, but you have to register to get on FakoTube as well. Separate registration. Now, FakoTube gets about twice as many users as the Fakeologist blog, interestingly enough. But people are... Well, I'm going to also try and stream to Instagram. That's next. I figured out a way to do that. That is next because it seems all the cool kids are on Instagram. And I really honestly don't prefer Instagram. The app on the phone is not great to use. But all the young people, most of the activists, this is where they are. And I'm not sure if they're really all that censored either. And I know Facebook owns Instagram, but we seem to be letting it alone a bit. All right. Since no one is calling in, I will do a couple more posts. Now, this is saved... threaded Fakeologist chat, which can be found at savechat.fakeologist.com. And I set this up as like a Twitter feed, and just so I didn't have to get censored. So this is where I put my just brief posts that may or may not be Fakeologist related. And here's a little rant from a guy named Francis. I like this guy a lot. He is called the Market Sniper. And recently, he has another channel called The Reset Sniper. And here's a message to all you Trumpers.
Please understand, every politician that runs are all controlled. The losers controlled, the winners controlled. So, Trump, little short history on Trump. People stick to this. We keep waiting for evangelists. We're all in Stockholm Syndrome. We're all waiting for a hero to cuddle up to. That's going to be the one that saves us. This is absolute fantasia. Dispel fantasies. They didn't get to where they got because they were working for you. They got to where they got because they were working for the people who put them there. That's why they got where they got, because they're happy to do the duty of the others. Trump is evangelizing for the vaccine, goddammit. Okay. Trump ran casinos. Trump was busted. Chase Manhattan Bank, run by David Rockefeller, was chairman at the time, carried him through. His overdraft was never called in. He carried on swanning around in fancy cars with playgirls and bunnies and was allowed to operate through an entire property, savings and loans, crash and recession. Does your bank do that for you, James? No, that was a forepayment for things to happen. Trump got entertainment gig. Suddenly now he's doing The Apprentice. Trump then next gets a whole bunch of fans because he's Mr. Straight Talker for the center-right kind of guy. Next thing you know, hey, he's running a game show host, is running for president. Isn't that interesting? What political experience? Oh, no political experience, but never mind. He's a businessman. All his businesses went bankrupt, but he was carried through with the bottomless overdraft. Like when you go to a coffee at the McDonald's in America, you can have as many cups of coffee. This guy had overdraft like that. He was bankrolled. He was bankrolled all the way through everything, and people think he was there to save him. He's just a less despicable avatar than the Clintons were. That's all. It's the only reason why you might have said, if I'm to be jammed by someone, I'd rather it be him. He's never working for you. He didn't get there. Presidents are elected. They are selected, not elected. All the people put on that stage all rely on money. They all sign AIPAC clauses that they'll never do anything that works against Israel. They all sign that they're anti-BDS clauses, all forms of things. This isn't freedom. This is a puppet show. This is a masquerade. You've been living a masquerade, thinking anyone that's politically elected will save you. These people are all lower middle management. The decisions are being made for them. They're selling things. They're all selling vaccines. Every single one of them selling vaccines. Where's the variance of opinion?
All right. That was 2 minutes from the Reset Sniper. Highly recommended. Highly recommend. He does a lot of truth. He does a lot of finance. Great Reset research. He knows what's going on for the most part. Not sure he's a fakeologist, but he gets it for the most part. Here's a pretty good graphic, again from Instagram. How could people allow it to get to that point? And he's reading the story of Germany, 33 to 45. I think we all know the answer to that. Now, this is a pretty interesting person, Pam Popper. She's also into health, and she talks a lot about the Great Reset and COVIDs, and she actually talks about how to deal with difficult people. And by difficult, we just mean people that are COVIDians. Highly recommend listening to her.
If you can join us here in the office, if you're interested in a career in our field.
He has a commercial at the beginning of all the videos.
And how to respond, I mean, it's such an individual thing, and it depends upon the relationship that you have with the person, how important that relationship is to you. It depends on what the interaction is. I mean, we could probably do some kind of a workshop at some point in time and talk about what to do. But in any case, I'm just going to give you some general guidelines from my own heart, like what I do, what I've learned, and then I hope it's helpful for you. You know, sometimes the best thing to say is nothing, and the best thing to do is walk away. And we're all resistant to this approach. And I think the reason is we harbor this feeling that if somebody says something nasty to us, even if it's somebody we don't know, it's an interaction in the store or whatever, we're letting somebody get away with it. Like, we don't want to leave it alone. And I tend to be that way too. It's like, we all want to have the last word. I don't want the person I just don't want to let that nasty comment or that comment that I know to be false stand, right? So we want to defend ourselves, right? We want to set the record straight. But here's what I've learned. An angry retort in response to an angry statement or an attempt to correct the record, like you said something false and I'm going to tell you that it's false, it just escalates.
All right. So that is Pam Popper. Interesting. Now, Kevin J. Johnson, I want to recommend him as well. He's running for mayor of Calgary, and I actually do enjoy his shows. And since I'm going to end this show in a minute, I will tell you to look at his show.
All right, everybody. Gun rights. This guy.
Really, you should take a look at his stuff. He is on the cutting edge, and Kevin J. Johnson is on twitch.tv. You should really check that out. He understands the virus is a hoax. He understands that masks is an initiation. And he has a pretty good crowd on his show all the time. He had double this number, 135, when Chris Guy was on. Chris Guy comes with his own crowd. And really, these two are the Canadian cutting edge. Really, they are. They're fantastic. And I highly, he's on right now for 2 hours every night, and I highly recommend him if you want some truth. And I know that I haven't even talked tonight about some of the psyops of the day, and it looks like Crazy Joe or the Democratic leadership, because I doubt Joe has anything to do with what's going on at all, even far less than Trump. They seem to have gone back to their hyper-realistic drills portrayed as real, their school shootings, their business shootings, and apparently they're going full blast. I think there has been two, one in Hotlanta with Asian women, which was a completely ridiculous psyop. And I think one, I was listening to the Infinite Plane Radio, Tim Osmond discuss the last one that happened a couple days ago on 322 in Boulder, which obviously is a New World Order town, a hotbed of intelligence agencies and apparently Tim is doing a great job of breaking down that one. And I actually will post it as I finish listening to it. I find these minor compared to the destruction using the biggest hoax of our time, the COVID hoax. They're just little speed bumps or little pimples on the road to the destruction of America. But I will link to the good work that Infinite Plane Radio is doing, especially since I am supposed to be on the Dark Matter Network, darkmatter.radio. So I do have I am on here. You look on this, it says the Fakeologist Show. You click on that. He has some links. Nothing updated recently. This is the audio I think we did together weeks ago. But he does have some links to Patreon and Subscribestar. So you can, he is helping a little bit. But I don't know if this show goes to his YouTube channel or one of his millions of social media channels. So for now, I will be doing a regular show Sunday to Thursday, although that's always subject to my work schedule, which is lightened up. Now I'll give a couple more minutes for anyone who wants to call in. Give them a chance. I'm going to look at FakeoTube. I'm going to play this video of beautiful Jessica, who I had to grab this off of her Instagram. And so it's a little small. It's a phone screen, unfortunately. And this girl makes a lot of sense. So I'll play a little bit of her, and nobody calls in. We'll probably end at this point. Here we go.
So I just woke up. I worked a long 12-hour shift. I still have soap in my hair. And I'm in the shower, and I hear banging on my door. I'm like, what the fuck? Who's at my door with this, like, aggressive-ass bang? And there's a police officer standing at my door with my tickets. They hand-delivered it to me. And honestly, he was the nicest, sweetest police officer ever. He's like, I am so sorry that I have to do this to you right now. Like, it's complete BS. Like, I am genuinely, like, he was apologizing. He's like, I can't believe I have to do this. And so I got my tickets for not going to the hotel and refusing the swab at the airport. One is $3,700 and one is $1,800.
I think she's not coming through well because of this annoying Discord. Let me just fix that. Because she's not loud enough, I can't make her much louder, but let's see. I think
that's... Hey guys, so I am just driving right now and I am having a day. I'm having a day because
I'm just trying to understand how the train of thought for people is still, we are saving our old people. We are saving our geriatric population by doing all of these insane, inhumane measures. So now what? They've all been vaccinated. Can they leave? Nope. Can their families come in? Nope. Can they socialize? Nope. Has anything changed? Nope. They're laying in bed fucking depressed because they have no quality of life and they are not allowed to see their family members. They're not allowed to see their loved ones. So please tell me how we are saving them, because I'm pretty sure if I only had a few years left to live because I'm fucking over the age of 80 or 90, I wouldn't want to spend it worrying about a virus. I'd want to spend it with my family. And now what? What do you have to say to me? Because they've all been vaccinated and still nothing has changed for them. They're still suffering. They lay in bed day in and day out. All the activities, they're not allowed to go on in the nursing home because of COVID.
Nothing has changed. What do they have to live for anymore? What is the purpose of life? Literally. The people who are saying all this bullshit and like, oh, get vaccinated and oh, do this and how dare you and blah, 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 blah. You are responsible for causing the suffering of these people. I also think it's pretty effing shady that I would say maybe 50% of the nurses have gotten vaccinated and 50% haven't, but they are implementing getting tested every 3 days. Every 3 days, all employees have to get tested for COVID. What is the purpose of this? Since half of them have been vaccinated, why are we testing everyone every 3 days? Does that not get like a little bit of the brain juice flowing and like questioning things? What is the purpose of testing people every 3 days? Correction. What is the purpose of testing healthy, asymptomatic people every 3 days? So, get ready for the numbers to skyrocket, whatever that means, because you know every time they're projecting, oh, 5,000 new cases, it means completely nothing. Because of that number, what percentage of the people actually have symptoms? What percentage of the people are actually really fucking sick? What percentage of that number are people who are in ICU or who have died? Numbers that they project in the media mean absolutely fucking nothing because there is no context behind that number. There's no context. I'm just genuinely upset and literally my heart hurts because I am seeing in front of me people that are literally suffering because of all of these measures that are being implemented for a virus that, again, is 98% survivable. I'm seeing it right in front of my eyes, and I don't understand. I don't understand how we can keep watching this really fucking horrific train accident. I don't get it. How do you live with yourself? How?
All right, that is the beautiful Ferroni Jess on Instagram. And she pretty much sums up in her own millennial way what's going on. And I hope more nurses like her speak out because they've got the truth. Well, it is.
Oh, yeah.
She actually went to Tanzania to help out, which is amazing, actually, and ironic considering the idea that Tanzania was against with their non-COVIDian president, and then all of a sudden he has a heart attack and immediately gets replaced with a World Economic Forum disciple. So if you think that you're going to last, if you're going to oppose the world forces of Bill and Melinda Gates, you're sadly mistaken. Good luck. So if you like the show, fakeologist.com/donate. And we will be back tomorrow for the last show of the week at 8:30 in the p.m. This audio will be available at fakeologist.com/blog in the podcast form. And, of course, the video will be all over the place where it is being streamed now and where they save, which I believe is Facebook and YouTube and, of course, FakeoTube. So thanks for coming out, and we'll talk tomorrow.